GOP presidential hopefuls are turning up the heat in South Carolina ahead of next Saturday's big vote. For 30 years now, South Carolina has had an incredible track record of selecting the eventual Republican presidential nominee. So is a win for frontrunner Mitt Romney a sure thing?
Joining us now live, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hello, Gwen.
Hello.
So here we are, 8 days away from the big primary. Romney's coming off two strong wins, but the question for everyone is, can he keep up his momentum?
You know, it's really interesting. The White House today put out, the Obama campaign, put out a memo today attacking Mitt Romney using a lot of the same language we've been hearing from Republicans in the last few days, which is clear that the White House thinks that Mitt Romney is going to be their competitor, and they've decided to just jumpstart the general election campaign. There's one little problem here, and they're called at least four legitimate candidates who are still running against Mitt Romney for the nomination. Newt Gingrich is not letting up. He's putting out advertising. He's giving speeches every day, getting on Romney, assaulting him for his business background. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, same thing. Ron Paul, still out there, still campaigning, planning on taking the caucus route rather than competing in expensive states like Florida. And Rick Santorum, who didn't do terribly badly in New Hampshire, even though he came in far down in the pack, but did so strongly in Iowa that he is hoping to be able to duplicate that. And I said four, there's five. John Huntsman, former governor of Utah, who also is still in the hunt, even though marginally. So as a result, we still have a lot of, or I should say Mitt Romney still has a lot of mountains to climb, but it's hard to see him, absent something tremendously awful happening to his campaign, it's hard to see him not pulling it out.
And it still seems, though, that there are more anti-Romney people than pro-Romney people, but these folks that you mentioned, most of them are splitting the same vote, right?
Yeah, it's really interesting. If you start looking like inside some of these national Gallup polls and you start asking people what they really think about Mitt Romney, they would prefer someone else. They just can't tell you who. And then when you put it to them, especially the exit polls in New Hampshire we saw, most of them thought they don't really have a problem with Mitt Romney in the end. One of his staffers said this week, it was kind of a memorable quote, the morning after the New Hampshire primary, and we'd all been poring over these exit polls. He said, you know, it turns out the conservative alternative to Mitt Romney is Mitt Romney, which means that a lot of conservatives are saying, ah, whatever, this works for me. I really mostly want to defeat Barack Obama.
What's interesting about South Carolina is that there is a pretty large contingent of Tea Partiers there, and it will be interesting to see what they do.
It's the first time we're going to actually see the Tea Party in full effect. The only thing that's interesting to watch, and I'll be on the ground trying to report this out this coming week, is that they have lots of different ways to go. If Mitt Romney had just one more conservative candidate that he was going head-to-head with, he would be in a lot better, worse trouble than he is now when he has at least, of the ones I named, three strong candidates who can lay claim to that Tea Party vote. And Tea Party leaders like Jim DeMint, the senator from South Carolina, who is a leader of the Tea Party movement, is staying out of the fray completely. So he's not leading them one way or another or at the other, which is good news for Mitt Romney.
All right. Looking forward to talking to you next week from South Carolina.
South Carolina. I'll have some grits for you.
Thanks, Gwen.
Love it. Thanks, Gwen. Washington Week with Gwen Ifill and National Journal airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.